L.W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the pre-W. Smith show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, well, there's a sign it's time to get up. That is for sure. If you have any trouble getting up, that's going to help you do just that this morning here on the pre-W. Smith show. It's Thursday, October 6th. How is it Thursday already? Wow. The week is flying by. Brian Morton, Kristen Gajawa, Mark Pastoria, all with us here this morning to kick things off. Listen, guys, there's lots of smart people out there, obviously, watching the economy. Where's this all headed? Right now, they're trying to cool spending a bit, to try to bring inflation down. All these smart minds, years and years of education goes into making these judgment calls. You know, do we raise interest rates again to cool spending? Do we stop? Do we pull back? We don't want to tip us into a recession. Studying all the signs, all the economic factors, everybody's watching, and certainly the smart minds are. But, you know, Mark Pastoria is going to bring to our attention this morning something that is just simply amazing. There might be a better way than looking at all these economic inputs and looking at the data and trying to make the right call. Mark Pastoria, what do you have for us?
Well, we found the best indicator for an economic crisis is the Philadelphia Phillies winning the World Series.
It happened
in 1929, 1930, 1980, and 2008, and they made the playoffs a few days ago. So,
Now hold on. Let's just back up and make sure I got this. You're saying that when you say it happened, you're saying when they win the World Series, the economy goes bad.
Is in crisis.
That's unbelievable.
So we hope they don't win.
So hold it. We're about to enter the baseball playoff season now. Finally, the regular season is over, and the Phillies are in the playoffs. They've made it as a wild card team, right?
Yeah, first time in 11 years. So
who are they playing?
They're playing the Cardinals, St. Louis.
The Cardinals. Let me tell you something. We've all never wanted the Cardinals to win more than we do right now, right? That's the bottom line, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah. I got my tickets. I'm heading down to St. Louis tonight.
To cheer on the Cardinals, because the Phillies, if the Phillies win, could it be, when I say win the World Series, get it all the way through the playoffs and win the World Series, could it be that that is a harbinger of bad economic times, economic crisis even? Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing, actually. Obviously, the two are not directly connected. It's an amazing coincidence. Great stack, great find. Very interesting, Mark. Things work in mysterious ways. We know that. Well, listen, speaking of things working in mysterious ways, we've got shortages. Yes, was it yesterday or the day before here on the morning show? We covered the potentially tragic news that butter might be in short supply as we head into the holiday season. We can't have that. Oh, my God. We're all still laughing about Brian Morton jumping in and giving us the reasons why the cows are not performing like they used to be as the reason for the problem. But listen, there are things that right now, as prices begin to rise, we ought to be stocking up on. Kristen, you've got that story for us. Give us a few of these things. Give us a heads up on what we should buy now so we don't miss out.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that kind of struck me from this list, only because Halloween is coming. It's candy. Candy's on the list of things that are in high demand, obviously, because it's Halloween, but there's a shortage of it.
Really? This ties back to the supply chain issues that
we
had before.
That's right, yeah. That's exactly right.
You know, economic challenges are always torturous. But come on, can you just leave us alone on the butter and candy? I mean, really.
I mean, give us a break.
If you're going to pick on us, if it's going to be tough times, does it have to be butter and candy? Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, there were some other things on the list that, you know.
What was number two there?
Tires. Mark, tires. Do you need some tires?
I need some tires.
Tires was on the list. Cereal, bread, flour, dairy products, which we heard yesterday about the butter shortage.
I saw popcorn there.
Popcorn and Christmas trees?
How are we going to go to a movie? No candy, no popcorn.
I
got a flat tire.
Unbelievable.
And the Phillies might win the World Series.
When the going gets tough,
I'll tell you what. This is
candy,
horrible.
Popcorn. I saw champagne on the list.
Yeah.
Frozen foods, Christmas trees, beer.
Just go back to bed, honestly.
Seriously. That's exactly right. All right, well, we're not going to do that, but I'll tell you what we are going to do. On that note, we're going to head to a break. We'll be back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.